From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Starnes Country. We are proudly broadcasting in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Looking for a great deal on a car? I want you to go visit my friend Todd Lochner. Tell him I sent you down there, and he is going to take very good care of you. Wow, what a great night last night. The Indiana Hoosiers, now national football champions, and really a Cinderella story from start to finish. And I promise you they will be making movies about this football program. Fernando Mendoza and the incredible work this young man did leading his team to victory last night in Miami against the Miami Hurricanes. So great, great game. I know a lot of you folks stayed up a little bit late last night watching that great football. And it really was a great football game. Very disappointed on Carson Beck. He didn't stick around to shake hands, do the sportsmanlike thing and shake Mendoza's hand, but he scooted off the field. But again, you know, he's an old man, so he probably was tired and needed some rest, unlike the college kids that were playing the game. All right, before we begin, I've been getting text messages already, and I know what you folks are thinking here. There are a lot of folks speculating about the weather, and there is what they're now projecting is it going to be a major snowstorm or at least a major winter event that is going to impact the Mid-South, probably from Friday to Saturday to Sunday, more than likely Saturday moving into the Mid-South. Now, the question is, and I was texting Laura Huckabee, she is KWAM's exclusive chief meteorologist, and she actually went to school and studied meteorology, so we're very happy to have her with us on our team. And she says we've got to pay attention. There's no need to panic right now. However, it's a good idea to get prepared. And we say that because it could go one of two ways. We're either going to get a lot of snow or we're going to get a lot of ice. And those of you who have lived here in the Mid-South for any amount of time know you would rather get a lot of snow than a lot of ice. So do you know, take that information and do with it what you will. But you know how these things go. And really, we're not going to know definitively for another couple of days as we get closer to the weekend. And that's just how snow and ice operate here in the southern states. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. So if you want to avoid the rush in the event that there's some sort of a, you know, again, some of the totals are insane. Clay Travis was tweeting about this last night. Clay lives up in, he's a good buddy of mine, lives up in Nashville, and UCM owns Fox and Outkick Sports. Clay said, if Nashville really does get 18 inches of snow, everyone's going to die. So he said, not everybody in your family is going to be able to live. Pick out your favorite child and wish everybody else the best. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And that those are the numbers. Those are huge numbers. And I would be shocked if we see that much snow here in the Mid-South, but you never know. So get out there, get prepared. Go down to the supermarket, and you know what to do. The milk people are – you know who's really freaking out here? The cows. They're like, sweet Lord Almighty. I mean, it's those humans. What is up with the humans and the milk and the snow, for crying out loud? So put them on your prayer list. All right. By the way, a lot of people are trying to compare whatever this is going to be to back in the 1990s, and I'm trying to remember – any of you old timers, anybody back in the 1990s remember any major snowstorms? I remember one that hit that we had feet of snow, and that was unpleasant. But I'm not sure we've had anything, you know, again, what they're forecasting for us, I don't think we've ever seen here. So we'll play it by ear and see what happens. No need to panic just yet. But when it comes time to panic, I mean, this is the place to do it, right? So so in the meantime, just enjoy the calm before the panic. All right, want to circle back to what happened over the weekend at this Baptist church, which was a major topic of discussion yesterday and last night on my Newsmax TV show. Now you have the Attorney General of Minnesota, a guy by the name of Keith Ellison. And Ellison he's a Democrat and he's a Muslim. And he says that these mobs have a constitutional right to storm into a church and disrupt worship services. No, I am not kidding here. He was on Don Lemon's podcast yesterday, and he said flat out that nobody in that church broke the law when they stormed into that building. Now, the Justice Department seems to think otherwise, and they have boots on the ground, and they are investigating. Harmeet Dhillon, who is in charge of the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ, was on the radio show on KWAM exclusively yesterday. And she said that they anticipate going after and charging people, and I hope that they really do that. But Ellison is out there saying, you know what, it is perfectly okay for people to go and do this. I completely disagree with that assessment. But again, this is coming from a Muslim man. And he's, in effect, he's saying it's okay for you to wage jihad against the infidels, which is what they consider all of us to be. So anyway, last night we were honored to have the president of the Southern Baptist Convention joining us on the Newsmax show. His name is Clint Presley. And I was really impressed. He gives very short answers to the questions, which is a little off-putting. I'm normally having to shut people up, so it was a little awkward. So you'll feel some of the lurches in the interview. But he is enraged over this, as well as we should all be enraged, because my question is very simple this morning, ladies and gentlemen: what would you do if this would have happened in your church? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Here is just a snippet of our interview with the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Clint Presley. I want to get your reaction to what we saw happen at this Southern Baptist church on Sunday.
Yeah, it was infuriating. I mean, I heard about it last night as I was at a college event. And everybody that I know, from all of the presidents of all of our entities, to the leaders I know, to the pastors I know, it is infuriating to think that a worship service was disrupted as it was. A peaceful, God-honoring, family-oriented worship service. And looking at the video, you know, I'm having to work through, just pray through, being absolutely enraged.
You know, Pastor, I want to read this to you. One of the church members wrote this on social media, and they gave an eyewitness account of what happened. They stormed in right as the sermon started, surrounding the congregation, started shouting obscenities and their disgusting slogans. As the children started crying, this seemed to enrage one man even more, and he started screaming about how we are, quote, privileged pigs. You know, Pastor, I'm a Southern Baptist as well. I cannot believe right. This is happening in the United States of America.
No, I can't either. And I can't believe, thank the Lord, that no one was injured in that. I'm thinking about the churches that I know. Had that happened in churches that I know that have a security team, there could have been some sort of terrible injury. You think about the heightened awareness that churches are having to have now with all that's happened in churches. And it's just by God's kindness, nobody was hurt when all this happened.
You know, Pastor, I want to get your reaction to the federal government's response here. Are you satisfied with the response so far from the government?
Yeah, I'm very thankful for the Attorney General's office for what their response has been. What I hoped it would be. I hope they'll keep pressing that. I hope that they will make arrests. I hope that they will have justice for what happened.
I want to play some audio here. Again, this is what was happening inside the church as this mob stormed in. Here's what happened with one father. Let's watch this.
What do you think of this?
There's a harmless Christian here that wants to praise the Lord with my son, and now I got to go home. I'm sorry that you guys are so angry.
I'm not with the group.
Oh, what do I have to say?
Can you understand why they're angry?
I don't. I don't understand any of this because I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man who loves the Lord and is a good father. So this is what we look forward to, is coming, being with our family and praising Jesus. And that's not something that we have to run away from.
You know, yeah. It's interesting, Pastor Stanley, there are actually people in that congregation that were interviewed that actually are upset with ICE and what ICE is doing, but they're members of that church there. And they were equally upset that their worship service was interrupted by this mob. Just a few moments ago, Don Lemon actually said all the white people in that congregation, they were symptomatic of white supremacy. How do you respond to the attacks on this wonderful little church there in St. Paul?
Yeah, especially knowing Jonathan Parnell and his approach to ministry and that church's love of the gospel and love for people, and what that church is driven by is not some sort of strange ideology, but a love for all people and a desire to see them to come to know Christ.
I'm just curious, as president of the largest denomination outside of the Catholic Church here in America, what word do you give to Southern Baptist congregations around the country? Many are afraid that what happened there in St. Paul just might happen in their towns.
Well, I think there's good cause to be afraid. I think this is an alarm that says churches and security teams should be ready. We pray for peace and we prepare for whatever comes our way.
All right. That was the president of the Southern Baptist Convention on the Todd Stearns Show. And it's really good advice. You've got to prepare. And I am curious this morning, and I'd like to hear from you. Does your church have a security team? And if so, what does that look like? Are you guys going out there and you're getting these multi-million-dollar security firms? Are you handling it internally? What does church security look like for you in the Mid-South? Because let me say something. That could very well happen here. And I would not be surprised if they tried to pull something like that here in the southern states. I do not think it would go down the same way. I'm just saying. All right. Our telephone number this morning, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's check in with Commander Chuck, standing by with a look at your morning traffic.
What's better than receiving rent on the first? Not having to ask for it. Stop wasting your time and let software handle rent collection for you. It's easy, free, and you don't have to be the bad guy. Get started at TurboTenant.com.
All right. We got a leftist troll, ladies and gentlemen, in the Facebook Live. Apparently, for some sleazeball from Nashville, the guy, this guy is not a very nice fellow. He says, his name is Matt Anderson. You think you have a right to disrupt women's health centers, though, don't you, fat ass? Get blanked. Well, Mr. Anderson, for the record, we're dealing with that largesse, thanks to our friends at Calitrin. But let me just say this. Your mother, sir, would be very disappointed in your language, and I'm certain that she did not raise you to have a potty mouth. So behave over in the live chat. That being said, look, I don't know of any Christians who are storming abortion clinics and tackling doctors, stopping surgery, stopping the killings of the unborn babies. I don't know of any. I haven't heard of any stories of that happening. Maybe you have. I have not. And it is apples and oranges. Nobody's being killed. Nobody's being slaughtered inside a Baptist church in Minnesota. I'm just saying. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So Michelle Obama is in the news. And, you know, she's still on this book tour. I mean, she's been on this book tour for, 2 years now? It's insane. So Michelle Obama is out there, and she's aggrieved. She feels like that she is a victim, and that she's being forced to spend all of this money she has. And they have, 5 or 6 mansions, and they've got the beautiful estate in Hawaii. And it's just too much. It's just too much for such an oppressed woman. And I feel her pain. I mean, she has servants, the whole nine yards. So anyway, now the latest source of a... Oh, the other thing is, you white people, you elected her husband. How dare you? That was a form of racism. And so anyway, I know I'm not going to explain it. I can't explain it. She's just a very angry, bitter woman. What do you want me to say? Well, she's angry and bitter. So anyway, you've got... You've got Michelle Obama. No, don't read anything into what I just said. Do not. So anyway, Michelle Obama's doing this interview with these gals, and they're all sitting around, and they're yakking about something. I don't know. And Michelle Obama is talking about clothing brands, and I'm just going to explain to you what you're going to hear her say. And she says it differently, but this is really what she's saying. She's basically explaining that she tries to avoid purchasing clothes that were made by white designers. Take a listen to Cut Two.
If I hear of someone whose fashion that I like and I know that they're a person of color, I try to make it a point. But the clothes have to be available. You know, I think we can all do some work to think about that balance in our wardrobes. You know, what does our closet look like and who's in it? Mm-hmm. Who are we supporting in it?
Right.
You know, and I think if you have the money to buy Chanel, mm-hmm. then you have the money to buy everybody.
Right.
And so let us be mindful, I think would be my advice.
Yeah.
Is that the way you look at things, ladies and gentlemen? Because I don't see things that way. I really don't. But Michelle Obama goes out of her way to make sure she's buying stuff from black people. And I don't live my life like that. You know, if I just want to buy the best whatever from the best person and the most qualified person, no, I don't care about their skin color. But Michelle Obama, for her, that's a very big deal. So if all of you folks out there are, if you, she's basically telling all of you black folks, you should only buy stuff from black people. That's it. What do you think about that? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. We have Bigfoot in Memphis. Bigfoot, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Keep up the good work, my guy. Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I think if that had happened down south, it would have been much different, man, as far as in black churches. Black churches, we come in to praise God, and we're already afraid. We don't know somebody try to come in and rob. Not only with the security in the church, most of the males sometimes be armed or either have their firearm in the truck. And as far as coming in the Lord's house, man, I don't think that's not right. You know, I know they're doing the job, but stay away from the Lord's house, man. And as far as Michelle Obama, that's not the way the world in the United States flows now.
No.
It's just shopping for black. We don't flow like that in this country.
I can't tell you. I have no idea whatever I'm wearing. I have no idea who made it, Bigfoot, you know. So I just know it costs me money. And so there you go. And I'm always looking for a good bargain. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, with the foolishness, see, that's foolish talk there. You understand? We cannot move forward with foolish talk. That's not the way God wants us to flow. And that's not the way the United States flow. Stars, you keep up your good work, my friend. Love you, and have yourself a blessed day.
Bigfoot, I got to share this with you before you go, my friend. Somebody posted something talking about black churches, and they said if Don Lemon had done that in a black church, the aunties would have taken care of business right away.
They would have.
And I think, we don't mess around in our church either. I'm telling you, that's you don't do that down south.
You don't do that down south at all, man. We show respect to everybody.
Yes, sir.
And you know, things could have happened a little different. You understand? It's the way you handle everything. I know it probably scares some of the church members in there, but, you know, hey, I hope next time incidents like this, it wouldn't happen. So hope we can get everything straightened out, my friend.
Well said. All right, Bigfoot, good hearing from you, my friend. 901-260-5926. There's a lot of common sense in that, gentlemen, a lot of common sense. We'll love to get him back on. Sweet Lord, let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We have the great Ben Dieter hanging out with us. Ben Dieter, what an honor.
Hi, Todd. Can you hear me well?
Mm-hmm. You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. So this loon that did all this nonsense in that church and interrupted, and that church service in Minnesota, I personally know him, unfortunately, because I too was leaving a church service in Washington, D.C., and I don't know where he actually lives, but he's everywhere and annoying to people in all different time zones and zip codes. I kid you not, Todd, he had the camera in my face. He's calling me a fascist. Now, granted, I didn't make the mistake of saying that I love Donald Trump. That was probably on me. It was actually terrifying. I'm not going to lie. But these people are truly, truly demented. And everything you saw in that church service is happening in our nation's capital to conservatives almost weekly. Just wanted to send in that report.
Ben, can you stick around for the break? Do you have like another minute or two?
Yes. You got me fired up this morning. So happy to stick around and
chat. I want to ask if you're buying clothes from Michelle Obama. So don't go anywhere. We got Ben Dieter, sweet mercy. And if you guys want to say howdy to Dieter, give us a call, 901-260-5926.
The home team has 1st and 10 in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter.
Tired of missing the game because of your tenants? Let TurboTenant simplify rental management for you. It's free, easy to set up, and you don't have to worry about missing out on the big moments. Get started for free at TurboTenant.com.
Still going, brought down at the 50!
And welcome back to Starnes Country. National Weather Service just posting this statement. Confidence continues to increase for a major winter storm impacting the Mid-South Friday through Sunday. And they're saying that we could be measuring snow in some parts of the Mid-South in the feet. Again, still a few days to go, but no need to panic just yet. I want to go right back to the phones. And by the way, Joe Garner is standing by, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop, but she wanted to hear what Ben Dieter had to say. Dieter, you've already blown up the live chat. People want to start a GoFundMe campaign to bring you back to Memphis.
It's so good to be back on the morning show. And, you know, I was thinking as you were coming back with that weather update about all the snowstorms we covered together. Boy, did we go through some crazy ones. Although I always side-eye, as I know you do, Todd, the National Weather Service. Like, is it going to dump on Memphis, or are you going to get like a little sneeze of precipitation and the entire city shuts down? I do miss the storm in the Mid-South, the snow in the Mid-South. Nothing like it.
Because up north, they make you go to school and go to work. It doesn't matter if you've got 8 feet of snow. You got to go.
100%. It's freezing here, and no one's taking off. I can tell you that right now, except for Congress. They just don't work. But everybody else, including the staff, have to go to work.
Hold on. Is this true? So the House is back in session today, but the Senate actually took the entire week off for MLK Day.
Yeah, that Senate is controlled by Republicans, Todd.
Yeah, I know. I was getting around to that. Yeah, the Republican-controlled Senate is on break until, what, next week they're back in session.
Yeah, and as if anybody's been listening to your show, which I encourage them to do, 11 to 2, and then also your Newsmax show at 4, you've been really pushing the Senate, GOP senators, to really do what you could argue 77 million Americans asked in a mandate to Republicans, and that was for safe and secure elections. And I know you'll keep on talking, and I would encourage all of our audiences across the Mid-South to phone your senators every single day and get them on record where they stand on securing and safeguarding election integrity.
The great Ben Dieter joining us this morning in Stearns Country and the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Ben, Michelle Obama says that she goes out of her way to buy white-owned brands, that she would rather buy clothing and things that are made by Black people, and I'm wondering, since you're there from Pennsylvania near, Amish country, do you only buy Amish?
Have you seen what I wear? I don't think Amish wear sweatpants and hoodies.
That's a good point. So you're appropriating.
I was listening to this. This would be like, I don't know, like Jackie Kennedy saying that she would only buy from Valentino or Michael Kors or Tom Ford, because those dudes are white. Can you imagine if Melania Trump said the same thing?
Oh my God. It's just brutal.
Like,
it's brutal.
I will only buy from Balenciaga because I know that their designers are white, and actually go on record and say that. The audacity. And I was chuckling because there's a clothing company based out of Texas, and the apparel line is called Lucky and Blessed. And as you were talking about Michelle Obama, and she does seem to be very angry and bitter, that would be such a good clothing brand for her, right? Angry and bitter.
I love
it. Give her an LLC. All right, Todd, I'll let you get back to yourself.
Ben Dieter, one final thought, because, again, you've got to hop onto the live feed. People are now willing, I think, our dear friend Shelley Chang, Justin Johnson, they're ready to start a GoFundMe campaign to bring you back, whether you want to or not, to the Mid-South.
I think we'd call that a hostage situation, but, you know.
No, we call it love.
To be taken hostage. I do miss everybody, and I think about you. I listen to the show every morning. All right.
All right. You're
I've got to go get.
Yeah, you're on the taxpayer dime. Yeah, you're on the taxpayer dime. Get back to work.
I'm going.
Bye. All right. Ben Dieter, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Let's bring in our good friend Joe Garner, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop, the best freaking real estate mortgage show on the radio in America, 11 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990. JoeGarner.com is the website. That's Joe Garner, Joe without the E. Joe, I hope you're doing well.
Well, I think we need to get Ben back home, but let him keep doing all that good stuff he's doing up there for right now. What do you think?
Yeah, well, all right. I suppose you're right, Joe Garner, but we do need to get him back here, and we'll get. You know what? You'll get him set up with a mortgage, and we'll get that guy to be a homeowner.
Yes, sir. You know that's right.
Real quick, before we jump into this, Joe Garner, you've lived in the South like your entire life. Everybody's starting to get really nervous now. Like all these forecasters, they're getting pretty darn nervous about whatever is coming our way.
Well, I grew up in West Tennessee, and I've lived in Memphis most of my life. I did live in Portland, Maine, though, for a few years. And Ben's right. I mean, if it comes 24 inches, they're still going to go to work with the shovel so they can dig their car out. You know, I tell you, I love living in the South. We just don't have to worry about digging our cars out in the winter.
I hired somebody years ago from Florida, and there was like a snow flurry, and they called out, I can't make it. It's too dangerous. It's oh, my Lord. Joe, let's talk shop here. There is some new information out around interest rates from Housing Wire. This is like literally off the presses from yesterday. What's the big news?
Well, Housing Wire says rates holding around 6%. This is on a 30-year, Todd. It's seen as a green light for home buyers, potentially leading to the first year of actual growth in existing home sales. And it's been a while since that's happened. So Housing Wire yesterday, along with some others. But, you know, it's like going to a restaurant. You know, when you see the big sandwich board out front that gives all the specials going on, you know, for the restaurant that day. In January of this year, like right now, that's what it seems like a hot a restaurant menu. Buyers are coming back because the mortgage rate special is finally back on the menu. But you still have to make your order quickly before the best homes sell out if you're buying a home, Todd. And to use, again, this restaurant analogy, the mortgage market seems to be running a special of the day on their mortgage rates. And they started dropping, actually, last summer, and we actually were talking about that on your show a while back. But they took an even bigger dip a couple of weeks ago when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, the giant mortgage buyers, said that they were going to pour $200 billion into mortgage-backed securities. That really helped the rate. But, it's on the menu again.
So the big question is, are those rates back on the menu to stay, or is this like just like the early bird special?
You know, we never know. It's kind of like you and Ben were talking about the weather in Memphis. You know, you never know because anything could happen to really spoil it. But right now, I think they're here to stay for 2026. Right now, we're at a 3-year low on mortgage rates, and we haven't seen rates in the low sixes or below since 2023. Memphis Area Association of Realtors, they're showing that our home prices went up in 2025 almost 7%. Todd, and this is because rates started going down last summer. It really pushed a lot of buyers back into the market, of course, pushed the home prices up. But if you put your home buying plans on hold, waiting for the lowest rate, you may end up paying a much higher price for the home.
Let's talk about some of these customer trends, because you monitor all of this stuff there at your highfalutin, high-tech mortgage desk. What sort of trends are we seeing this morning?
Well, it's refinance this week. A lot of refinances. Refinancing for a lower rate and a lower payment. People who have a rate in the 7% or higher range are refinancing right now. Common refinance scenarios are people with a mortgage rate of, you know, 7 or so. They're just trying to lower their payment, lower their rate. But we also have people who have decided they want to refinance, pull some cash out, Todd. They want to pay off some higher interest rate credit cards, maybe make some modifications to their home or other reasons. The other trends are home buyers. We're seeing them. Their people have been sitting on the fence for 2 or 3 years. They're coming back in and saying, hey, I want to start the process. I want to buy my house. But look, if mortgage rates continue to dip more, go down more, you might get a better rate, mortgage rate, but not be able to afford your house, because they're saying if rates go down, prices are going up.
All right. This is all great, great intel. I want you to put on your prognosticator hat, your Karnak this morning. Where are mortgage rates heading in 2026?
Well, Fannie Mae predicts that mortgage rates on the 30-year term this year, 2026, is going to drop just under 6% and not go much further than that. They're pretty close to that right now. So if inflation behaves, we don't have inflation going up and the job market's still not jumping and spiking, then I think we may even see it go a little bit lower into the mid or high fives, hopefully. That's what we hope anyway. But you can do a little taste testing on your mortgage plans. Call or text me. And Todd, our listeners, I'd love to talk with them. They can call or text me, 901-482-0354, and we can go over some financing scenarios and home purchase, refinance, whatever you want to look at.
I love that. And we're going to give out the number again, so if you want to grab a pen, do that. And in the meantime, we've got to talk about this coming Saturday, the number one real estate mortgage show in the Mid-South. Joe Garner's Real Estate Mortgage Shop. This is at 11 o'clock on Saturdays exclusively here on the Mighty 990. And I love your guests. This is such a fun show. Give us an idea of what we can expect on the show this coming Saturday.
Well, we're talking about fix the house, fund the dream, smart financing when cash is short. And my guests are Ed Hill of Masters Roofing, Mark McLaurin of Refrigeration Unlimited. Of course, I'm in the mortgage business. I'm going to be talking about the financing piece, but that's what we're going to talk about at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And you can catch our podcast, by the way, at jogarner.com also.
All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Give Joe Garner a call right now. Write this number down, 901-482-0354. That's 901-482-0354. She's from West Tennessee. She knows everybody, and she knows everything you need to know about mortgages. So, again, that's one of the reasons why you need to give her a call and listen to this incredibly fun, entertaining, and such an informative show every Saturday right here on the Mighty 990. And as you heard Joe mention, you can also reach out to her online. Great website, jogarner.com. That's jogarner.com. All right, Joe, are you heading out? Do you get the milk and the bread and all the whatnot?
I'm stocked, Todd, but I know there's a lot of people out there doing exactly that.
You may have to put on, like, I don't get a sled or, you know, snowshoes to make it to the station on Saturday.
Well, you guys are actually going to let us pre-record.
Well, we shouldn't have told people that.
You have to come in.
Joe, you let out the secret. You let out the secret. People would have tuned in. They're like, wow, Joe Garner trudged through 8 feet of snow to get to KWAM this morning.
Oh, well, darn it. You know I did.
Oh, geez, Alou. All right, Joe. Well, Joe, great hearing from you. And thank you for all the great work you do to help folks get their homes, refinance their homes. I know a lot of people are so thankful for your great work.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Garner, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop, right here on the Mighty 990. It really is a fun show. I love listening to it. You're going to love it as well. And by the way, you can start your day on Saturdays listening to Mid-South Gardening and all of our local shows exclusively here on the Mighty 990. We do have to take a quick break. Let's check in with Commander Chuck.
What's better than receiving rent on the first? Not having to ask for it. Stop wasting your time and let software handle rent collection for you. It's easy, free, and you don't have to be the bad guy. Get started at TurboTenant.com.
Father's brother disappeared about 20-something years ago, and the whole family has no idea whether he's alive or dead.
He drowned.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sylvia, my parents divorced when I was 2 years old, and I don't know my biological father.
You don't want to.
Okay. Not
you don't.
Thank you.
Hi, Sylvia. My name is Hesna, and I'm about 18 years ago, my father went on a business trip and never returned.
Oh.
The day that he was supposed to come, he called and never came. My family searched high and low, no results. So I just want to know if he's dead or alive.
No, he's alive in Florida.
Does that make sense?
No, but thank you.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. You know, that's like going out for a pack of cigarettes and not coming back.
Sylvia Brown. She smoked a pack of cigarettes or two back in the day. Remember, anybody remember Sylvia Brown? She was the psychic woman, and she was always a regular on the old Montel Williams show. Here's what I want. I want to, where in Florida? Where in Florida is the woman's father? This is terrible. I will say this, though. In essence, what Sylvia Brown did on that show is save people a lot of money on therapy. That's one of the things I love. Let's go to the phone lines here. Downtown Memphis, Mary is on the line. Mary, what's going on in downtown this morning?
Hi, Todd. I just want to talk a little bit about the immigrants.
Yeah, go right ahead.
It's one thing to go after them, but it's another thing to ignore the people who allowed them to come here, that they were allowed to come here. They were put up in these hotels. They gave them food. They gave them clothes. And they made them feel welcome. And we need to go after those Democrats and all those people who allowed them legally to come here. They opened the border and let them in. Kamala Harris, that thing. And she didn't control no border. And see, what's going on? The country is divided. I just see it as divided. And now they're trying to act out like the ICE. They're trying to do what the ICE are doing by invading stores, invading churches. They're saying, well, you're invading these people's households, so we're going to do similar. And that's what they're doing.
Well, Mary, I would say that I don't think the country's that divided. I think if you look at the national media and if you watch the news, you'll see that division. But in reality, I think most Americans agree that we ought to be putting the needs of American people first. And I think the American people, by and large, would say we don't want dangerous, criminal, illegal aliens running around in our neighborhoods.
Well, I hope you're right. And we need to get a handle on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, ma'am, we do.
Church services and all of that. And I just feel that there's a division coming in the country between the Democrats and the Republicans. And the Democrats are the ones that put us in this bind. They're the ones that let them here. And we ought to call all the people that are Democrats who elected the Democrats. We don't need to elect them anymore. It puts this country in bad shape. And they're getting away with it. Hey, Todd.
Yes, ma'am, Mary.
Yeah, I like you in the mornings.
Well, you're kind
of... than someone else.
Well, we miss Ben Dieter. We miss him.
Well, no, I like you because you hit and you hit hard and
well,
you come
you.
In with your point and that's it.
Yeah,
it's no dwelling on it. It's no going on and on and on. You hit and go. And I like your style there.
So I'm doing a drive by, is what Mary is.
Well, I know you have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. That might be hard for you.
No, well. No, it's huh? Look, I love it. I love hanging out on the radio, Mary, and we love it when you call.
I like your style better.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. You be safe there in downtown. You know, we were just down there over the weekend and ran into Brent Taylor and his lovely wife and just had a wonderful time. And a big shout-out to our good buddy Jim LoSapio and the great work they're doing down on Beale Street. Y'all got to get down there and visit those guys. By the way, Rayford's, they say apparently they miss Ben Dieter, so I don't know what that's all about. Well, I'll have to check in with Dieter later. 11 o'clock for the Todd Starnes Show, exclusively right here on the Mighty 990. Get out there, stay warm.